Doug Steffen Good Day program with Rich McFadden and Roberta Fasanelli, who's back from an undeserved time off, but she didn't really, she only had like a week of vacation the rest
you
of
know,
the
time. You know, it's funny you mentioned this, Dudley.
What's that, Richie?
Because the other day, Roberta was on Facebook, and Roberta does one of a couple things on Facebook. Cracks me up.
Yeah.
She is hysterical sometimes on Facebook. Or talks about what a rough day it's been. So when she posts about her vacation, she puts in parentheses, well-deserved.
Good for you, Roberta. Congratulations. All right, I'm always happy to have Roberta back. Kenny Kessler is here. I'm thankful for him. What are you thankful for? You know what we haven't done this week, Kenny? You haven't done any grateful postings. I got to remind myself to do that on Facebook. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter @Good Day, where you can comment on the issues of the day if you still care to, regarding the Malaysian airliner Flight 370 floating objects now. Okay, we got more floating objects. Roberta is a cruiser, so she knows, as you go around the oceans of the world, how much garbage and trash and stuff there is. 26,000 ships all around the planet at any given time, and they dump their garbage and things they don't need out into the ocean. That's what they do. May not be right, but that's what they do. So that's why there's a lot of crap and junk in the ocean. So is the latest object spotted something that connects to the plane? Or is it the pinging that they hear? You hear cynicism and sarcasm dripping from my voice because that's foolish.
But you know what fascinates me about this whole story is the type of equipment they're pulling out that we didn't even know existed, some of this stuff. You know, the specialized location equipment and listening equipment. And it's like, wow, we have this? Really?
Yeah. You mean the equipment that they're using to try and find
it. To find the plane is just incredible. I had no idea that this stuff existed.
Four different pieces of equipment being used now to pick up more fresh signals, trying to locate beacons from the flight. The orange box is out of, well, it ought to be. What did we just say? What kind of batteries, Kenny, did we say earlier? The one that Conrad had on his shoulder?
Copper top, Duracell. Knock it off, I dare you.
Hey, your buddy.
Anyway, the head of the operation says they believe they're searching in the right area. They need to have some more wreckage. They haven't really seen any, so never mind more, any wreckage, to confirm they have found the final resting place of the flight. They're not going to ever get any of that. I'm speculating on that. And so
they fell into the water and broke into itsy-bitsy tiny little pieces.
Not necessarily.
That's why they haven't found anything.
Thanks very much, Roberta, for that expert.
It's floating trash now.
You should be on CNN. Somebody call CNN and get Roberta on to be an expert commentator on what they're finding with regard to the plane. Meanwhile, there is unrest in the East. Claims and counterclaims as tensions rise in the eastern part of Ukraine. Pro-Russian protesters have seized government buildings in the cities of Donetsk, Luhansk, and Kharkiv.
They are not pro-Russian demonstrators. They are Russian agents.
Right.
They are
KGB,
Putin's thugs,
right,
sent down there by Putin to start the demonstrations.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said yesterday that Russian forces and special agents have been behind the camera. Wow, what an observation that is.
All right.
Don't cross that line or else. I know. So Mr. Kerry, John McCain says that Mr. Kerry speaks with a twig. A small twig at that, in reference to walk softly and carry a big stick. Remember that, folks? You learned that in high school history, I hope. The crying, the sobbing.
Who said that? Was that Roosevelt? Who was that?
Walk says Teddy Roosevelt.
Churchill.
Teddy Roosevelt. No, Teddy Churchill.
Teddy Roosevelt?
Tim Churchill.
Sounds like something Churchill would say.
Yeah, he might. Yeah. Okay. How would Churchill look at Oscar Pistorius?
As a murderer.
Really? Is he really, or did he make him? That's the thing that's going to be hard to decide. That's what makes this trial.
Well, the way he's crying, good Lord.
He sobbed today, Roberta, at the witness stand, as he described how gripped by fear he was when he shot his girlfriend through the locked toilet door, thinking she was an intruder.
Like a loaded gun.
So what would the What would the intruder have been doing in the toilet? Taking a bath?
Yeah, that's a great question. Why would you have to shoot somebody if they've locked themselves in your bathroom? Toilet. They're obviously scared of you.
Yeah.
And they are obviously worried that you are going to get to them. Call the police.
Yeah.
He's in there.
Well, let me tell you a story. Many years ago when I was a teenager, I think I was like 19.
Many years
I worked
ago.
At a sleepaway camp.
Many.
I came home unexpectedly. I got a day off, so I decided to come home to my parents' house, and I opened up the garage door. It was late at night. I got there, it was about 2 o'clock in the morning by the time I got home. And as I'm starting up the stairs from the basement to the main floor of the house...
Did a gun cock?
Well, I opened the door, and there is my father at the other side of the door with a shotgun. They thought there was an intruder. So thank God he waited for me to open the door.
That's
otherwise,
right.
He would have shot me on the way up the stairs.
Right. And if your dad were Oscar Pistorius, you'd be dead right now.
Right, I'd be dead right now.
There you go. All right, well, thank heavens for that. What would we do without Roberta Fasanelli on the good day?
Well, they say when you have springs for legs, you're a little jumpy.
Oh my God! You're talking about my jokes.
Well, you know, he wasn't sure about the guy in the bathroom. You know, he was stumped.
Sorry.
When you have strings for legs, you get a little jumpy. Very nice. That replaces the McCain quote of the day. McFadden says, "When you have springs for legs, you want to hear this on the Bill Bennett show,
stumped.
By the way." You're stumped.
Either that or he didn't have more than he was stumped.
Enough.
Didn't know what to do.
Coming up, a review of the top three contestants from this week's Dream Big America contest, so you'll know who to vote for later on in the day. It's 13 after the hour here on Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Now just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-322-1427. That's 1-800-322-1427. Call now. 1-800-322-1427.
From helping florists manage their first payroll, to checking sales projections for logistics companies, to showing garages how much they've been paid, to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
So you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district, and you're about to get into your truck, except there is no truck, and holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing, and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say that thief is going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces 12,000 miles into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with police and continues to share until the joyrider's in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the... And it's hard to say who's more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You, or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
17 half the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. As most of you know, we have a contest every week called Dream Big America. The contestants are actually entrepreneurs who are trying to start businesses, or they've gotten them started, and they're doing between $400,000 and $1 million in business the first couple of years. That's part of the screening process. And as they look for more success, we're happy to help them out. They tell their story, and then people go to the Dream Big America website and vote for their favorite contestant. So as I'm an entrepreneur, and I really like to support entrepreneurs starting businesses, crowdfunding, that kind of stuff, we bring you this week three of the latest good finds. Carlton Soleil first with an overview of a company he's created called Trees on Spring Water.
We start with the world's best natural spring water, packed with electrolytes and natural nutrients. We purify it like the rainforest canopy purifies water naturally. Then we add in a bit of oxygen to give your body some natural rainforest energy. And we stick it all in our revolutionary new bottle that, when you're done with it, you flip it over, peel off the back label, and you can drop it into any USPS mailbox, and it comes back to us. And when we get it back, we use it to make clean energy to do it all over again.
It's a great idea.
Water seems to be a popular
business to get into
nowadays.
Yeah, it is. All kinds of different angles. So if you want to vote for Mr. Soleil, you can find out more about him at dreambigamerica.us, and you can vote for him by texting DBA to 612-22-DREAM. Contestant number one. All right. Here's contestant number two this week, James Olander, who's the founder and designer of The Roost.
So how can you marry ergonomics and proper posture and the freedom of a laptop? The answer is The Roost. The Roost is a 6-ounce collapsible carbon fiber stand that elevates your laptop screen to an ergonomically correct height. It is so lightweight and portable that you'll actually take it with you in your bag or backpack. Use The Roost with a portable keyboard and mouse to create an ergonomically correct workstation anywhere you go, once and for all, ending your laptop hunch. The Roost is handmade in Denver, Colorado, and sold on our website, therooststand.com, or Google The Roost Stand. Price starts at $75.
What a great
special
idea.
For the listeners of Dream Big America, we are offering 20% off for the next 48 hours. Use the coupon code DBA20, that's Delta Bravo Alpha 20, to pick one up for yourself.
All right, The Roost at therooststand.com. You understand the idea here?
Yeah.
All the carpal tunnel syndrome stuff taken care of by having this thing ergonomically set up. So, you can vote for Mr. Olander if you like. Same way, you go online to Dream Big America. You can find out more about him there if you want. DreamBigAmerica.us or texting DBA to 612-22-DREAM. Last contestant this week, for your consideration, you have till 2 o'clock Eastern Time to vote for one of these three. The last fellow is Jason V. Tug from Frugal.
Imagine if finding relevant financial information was easier. Well, Frugal is answers and access to financial knowledge. Think search, questions and answers, and the resource directory on personal finance. I believe that access to financial information should be available to everyone and not just those who can't afford it. Our mission is to build the largest free financial knowledge base. We're making it easier for you to learn about banking, credit, and investing. We're going to connect you to free resources to help you live richer lives.
All right, so Jason V. Tug, Frugal, answers and access to financial knowledge, practical for a lot of people. Vote for your favorite contestant on the Dream Big America website, dreambigamerica.us. You can find it by going to dougsteffen.com if you want, or texting DBA to 612-22-DREAM. Dream Big America. Help somebody you like win by voting today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Betty's here, Veronica too, Benji's here. Hey Jughead, where are you? We wanna dance.
He's right here, his name's Doug Steffen.
Thank you, Richie. Archie Andrews, everybody's favorite freckled denizen of Riverdale, is going to die. This is spoiler alert number 1834. He's going to die a hero's death in an upcoming issue of Life with Archie as he sacrifices his life to save a friend's. This is according to the Canadian Broadcasting story that appeared yesterday. The story will help conclude the Life with Archie series, which the publisher Archie Comics relaunched in 2010 to follow the lives of Archie, his love interest Betty Cooper, Veronica Lodge, best friend Jughead Jones, his frenemy Reggie Mantle. They have graduated both from high school and college now at this point. The publisher, John Goldwater, said, quote, "We've been building up to this moment since we launched Life with Archie 5 years ago and knew that any book that was telling the story of Archie's life as an adult had to also show his final moment." So Archie's going to die in issue number 36, which is set for release this July. And then the subsequent installment will jump ahead a year and examine how Betty, Veronica, Jughead, and Reggie have dealt with the death of their friend Archie.
Wow.
Been a comic book fixture since 1941. So how old would he be then if that's the case? 1941 to 2014, 2017. So he's dying kind of young. That's too bad.
Well, he's dying as a... You just graduated from college.
Wow. But, I mean, in terms of the overall longevity of him. Yeah. So, why would they kill the goose here unless there's nothing going on and the comic hasn't done what they wanted it to do?
It's funny. My son loves to read comics, but he doesn't read the old-style comics. But even though there's a comic book store open up near our house, and he wants to go check it out. But he loves to read the little comic strip things. He gets
in the
books.
Paper?
No, that too. But the books that are comic strip style things. I mean, he's even gone out and gotten some of the books of some of the older comics that, you know, from when we were kids, Ken, and they'll have a whole book of them.
Garfield.
Man, not so much Garfield. Yeah. But the Snoopy, the Charles Schulz stuff.
Don't you wonder how comics began, really? The my recollection of learning about this in Polly, Polly Sci, was that the first cartoons were not like this, but they were politically motivated. The cartoons in the newspapers, starting about the time of Teddy, well, actually it goes back even further than that, when the sarcasm that came from the political writers. You think we have sarcasm today.
Yeah.
You should see some of the stuff going back further than the Teapot Dome scandal. You go back to Teddy Roosevelt's era. Go back. I don't know that I've seen much that took place right after the Civil War through the turn of the century. But you go back to Washington's time when there were political cartoons of sorts. But the cartoon, I think, started, if I'm not mistaken, with politics. It wasn't aimed at being...
You're right. I'm just looking at the wiki page for comic books.
Yeah.
And it says the term comic book arose because the first book sold as a comic book reprinted humor comic strips. Again, it all started with politics.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
first comic book, 1933.
Wow. Can you imagine the money that Marvel makes now on the television shows, the movies, and are the comics? I can't even tell you. My son has a collection of about 3,000 comic books. I don't know what they're worth, but I know that the comics today, are they the same size? I know that they're very popular, but I don't know if they're the same size or they come across the same way as the old comics. Anybody buy, or are they all online?
No, they still have the books.
They have the books.
Mm-hmm. They have stores. There's a store in our local mall.
Check out the story, by the way, of Archie at DougStefan.com.
Caregivers forget to think about themselves.
We don't look at our own needs and our resources and what we can do and what our personality is suited to in terms of caregiving.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
At least take a moment to think about yourself.
AARP caregiving expert Amy Goyer.
For example, maybe you're really good at being sort of the lift-up person and being peppy, interacting with someone who needs more socialization.
Or you may shine at logistics and paperwork. Great. Maybe someone else can take mom on outings. Next question, are you an auditory or visual learner?
Would it be helpful to have a professional caregiver come in and show you how to do some things?
Would watching a video on, say, how to transfer a patient from a bed to a chair be a better way for you to learn this skill? For info on assessing your own strengths and needs, check out AARP's Caregiving Resource Center. Amy Goyer's new book is Juggling Work and Caregiving. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14 minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with staples.com/copyright for details.
It's official. Spring is here. More lovely news? It's Clinique bonus time at Macy's, and a 7-piece gift full of bright ideas is free with your purchase of $27 or more. Start with Repairwear Laser Focus Serum, now with twice the smoothing power at 2 weeks. Our famous yellow moisturizer is there, along with an eyeshadow quad in your choice of shades, and a Can't Buy It Anywhere lipstick and mascara duo. This 7-piece gift is free with your Clinique purchase of $27 or more, a $70 value. One to a client, please, while it lasts.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Jack Stockwell will join us in a few minutes here on Good Day as we discuss some of the medical issues of the week. Meanwhile, Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, and I discuss the issues of the day, the events, the things that people are talking about, some of the top items. The ultimate warrior has died at the age of 54. How many? I bet Roberta doesn't even know who the ultimate warrior is.
No idea.
I'm with her.
You don't know.
Really? I do not.
Big star of the WWE died just after being inducted in the WWE Hall of Fame. Statement posted on their website. The tributes that are flooding in from people who love this stuff. Yeah. Steve Austin, as many of you know, has a very popular blog, and he's also included with me and many other folks, actually, at podcastone.com, podcast O-N-E. He's become very popular. These guys, and he's an actor. You know,
steroids.
Guys seem to, look at the body of this guy.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. That kills a lot of people at this age. In their late 40s, 50s, people who have used a lot of steroids in their life, eats away at their liver, their spleen, their kidneys. Anyway, a lot of performers are taking to their blogs.
Collapsed outside an Arizona hotel while walking to his car with his wife.
Wow.
Yeah, right. And that, Richie said it all. There's nothing else actually to say about it other than the things that you look at these people and you think that they have bodies that are attractive and desirable, and that may be, but how do you get there? What does it take to get there?
Steroids.
Yep. Australian Air Chief Marshal Angus Houston continuing to talk about Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 with optimism. They reacquired a transmission not of natural origin. That sort of sounds like what Gwyneth Paltrow said when she was divorcing her husband. What's that term that they're using?
Conscientious separation or something like that.
Coupling,
yes.
Yeah.
Coupling.
All right, the President and Mrs. Obama going to Fort Hood to pay their respects to the victims of the shooting at Fort Hood last week. Why? Why?
That's nice.
Why?
Why not?
Well,
it's a presidential thing to do.
It's a national tragedy, sure, I guess.
Okay.
Right, it's, he's not going to really be able to do anything for him, but, it's nice. Yeah.
Nothing big, nothing much different there. Okay, I didn't just say that.
You should.
Eight, eight.
You should.
Yeah, okay.
We'd be upset if you didn't go.
I, you know what? Whatever he does doesn't bother me one way or another. I find him so benign now. I have absolutely no interest in what the man does at all. Anything he does. Yeah.
Except for those little executive powers.
Well, yeah, when he does, he screws with the farmers like they are. Yeah. Right. That, then I have a problem. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com, Roberta at DougStephan.com, Rich at DougStephan.com, Ken at DougStephan.com. All right, Kenny, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. What do we have on either or any of these items? I'm not expecting, I guess maybe most of the comments still about the finding of the noises in the ocean, the Ukraine. What do we have that's going on in America that people are talking about? Can we find something?
Oh, let's see. <least.
laughs> University of Connecticut owning the NCAA basketball championships.
Okay, that's cool. I'm betting there aren't a lot of comments about that. And you twisted this around. You spoiled my whole... I was very happy about... What was that? Maybe I was happy in my ignorance. I was so happy that you... I mean, I don't really care about the Final Four. I don't care about the NCAA. But here is a story about both the men and women's teams winning.
About what happens when any college wins a national championship.
Cars
and the students go burn down the town.
All colleges do that. Does that happen every year after the NCAA?
Yeah, it seems so.
Why don't they cancel it then?
That's what my question was, is what college would want to win a national championship knowing that your students, the bad eggs, are going to go burn cars,
burn down the place,
flip cars, pull down lampposts. These kids were, the guys were shaking lampposts until they fell down.
And, but there's so much money.
Yeah. Right. So, and the college doesn't have to pay to rebuild that car. The insurance company will take of it.
And,
but this one was especially egregious in that there were kids blocking the fire truck from getting to the burning cars, chanting, "Let it burn, let it burn."
Matter with people that how did they?
They're celebrating.
Baloney.
They're celebrating.
Who
they're happy.
These kids.
Can't you tell?
To think that this is the right way to celebrate something you're happy about? Come on. All right. Good, hot enough. Call it. You set me up for that, by the way. Thanks a lot. Right, he knows how to do that. Yes, Kenny.
At Facebook, a lot of pictures from the farm. You can kind of take a tour.
Oh.
Or you can follow along as somebody else took a tour recently.
Thank you.
See all those pictures.
Yeah. The pictures. We always like to post a lot of pictures of things that are going on in any or all of our lives. Richie does on his Facebook page. So we have these both on the website and the Facebook page, Kenny?
Yes.
Okay. The story behind that story, this past weekend, as we continue to try to rebuild the farm, the interest in the community has really immensely increased. And it's happening not only in the town, but in surrounding towns. A very wonderful couple who have a bicycle riding club organized the first event around the farm. And they brought their members and families to the farm to get a tour. I spent a couple of hours with them on Sunday morning going through the cheese-making process, how the cows were milked, how the cows are fed, what goes on in the store, talking about the farm itself and the animals of various ages. I love to do that. You know that. I was at a class last night at Bentley for 2.5 hours, basically Bentley College here in suburban Boston, basically telling the same story. I've been able to do this a lot lately, and it isn't because of all the good work that we've done to try to save the farm. It was because the roof collapsed and 9 cows died, and that made national news. So now people in town and around the surrounding towns realize that there really is this strange guy who actually does have 300 Jersey cows, and he actually does milk them, and he actually does sell the milk on the farm. I mean, the people didn't take me seriously until this tragedy. So these folks came and visited, and I don't know whether you put captions under them, Kenny. Well, you don't really know what some of the storyline is, but there are, it doesn't really necessarily need captions, but there are pictures of a lot of the folks who came and what they were looking at and how they were attentive to what was going on. It was just kind of a neat thing, and I found myself more and more doing this in the last few weeks because people now really say, wow, this is something we got to save. This is a treasure. This is to be cherished, and I've been screaming this for how many years. I want to save the farm. We don't want to build 104 houses on it. And that's why I bought it. And I felt that I was doing something that was good for the town, the community, the area. And whew, finally, people think that this is children, parents, grandparents. I love it when the kids come in with their baseball hats on, and they're all their eyes bug out when they look at the cows, and they can go touch the cows, that kind of stuff. So those pictures are what Kenny's talking about at DougStephan.com and at Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Also, Facebook.com, Eastley Farm, EASTLEIGH, or the website is EastleyFarm.com. Thank you for that. And the introduction to Jack Stockwell coming up in just a moment here on Good Day.
When you had to write a paper on Abraham Lincoln, you didn't write it the night before it was due. You wrote it on the way to school that morning. And sure, it had bus handwriting, but you had one heck of a weekend. Deadlines have never scared you. They're dead. What can they do? And now you've only got a few days left to do your taxes, and you're not even breaking a sweat. Because you know you can get on TurboTax whenever you want, answer a few questions about your year, and finish your taxes at the exact minute you planned. The last minute. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to Intuit.TurboTaxPreparationList.com.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Hi, it's Doug Stephan with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry. So it's up to you to feed it today with Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food. A prompt feeding now in early spring and another in late spring strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Go on, put down some Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Visit scotts.com/goyard for the chance to win a $25,000 backyard makeover.
From helping florists manage their first payroll, to checking sales projections for logistics companies, to showing garages how much they've been paid, to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, happily. I'm happy to have him. I don't know if he's happy to be here.
Well, of course I am.
All right. So Jack is one of the best-known NUCCA chiropractors in the country, N-U-C-C-A. Should you like to check out what he does as a chiropractor, the specialty is checking out and working through your neck, because Jack understands, after having studied the neck, actually, the thing that is most poignant about the way you described it to me and to us many times on the air is that the stem which holds your head onto your body is the size of a quarter. That is, your neck with the bones and things, the cartilage, the discs, all that stuff, the size of a quarter.
Yeah, the actual bony surface between the base of the skull
and this little resting place on top of the top bone in the neck is about the size of a quarter. Everything else is just meat.
So when we go to the ballparks in the summer and we get the bobblehead, that's actually a true kind of scenario.
If you've been through some accident and trauma that has stretched or torn the supporting ligaments at the top of the neck, yeah, you've got a bobblehead. Your head will end up feeling heavy at times. You'll get spasms and pains in the neck even when you're sitting still, watching a movie, reading a book. It's left in a situation where there isn't a whole lot of stabilization or strength there to facilitate the incredible range of motion of the head on top of the neck. Mm-hmm. Because there's no disc between the top two bones. If there was a disc between the top two bones, you'd be turning your whole spine just to turn your head. If you've ever seen anybody who's had an upper cervical fusion, you know, like Christopher Reeve or something like that, their head's locked in this position for the rest of their lives. The trade-off with nature to have the range of motion of the head on neck that we do, and you should be able to look backward behind each shoulder in an easy turn with no noise in the neck, comes at a price, and that is the fact that it's just not a very stable joint, and it's subject to misalignment with the right pressure, right ball, fall, bump, banging your head on the car door frame or something like that can knock it out of balance. And some people don't go through their whole life like that, or a tractor, falling backwards off a tractor to hit your head on the ground.
How you think of all kinds of tractor accidents.
Hugging a cow too tightly.
That's it, right, exactly.
Things
Dr.
like that.
And Jack is here in the right place. This is not a very stable joint either.
Mumps.
Measles. There's an outbreak of measles in California that have surprised a number of officials there. And worry, obviously, is that it would spread to other states and around the country. So what are the measles really, and how do they spread? And how does somebody who's a naturopath, sort of like you, or follows the non-prescription, how does that,
prescriptive.
Right, that too.
Prescriptive protocols.
Medicine. Yeah, so how, what do
Well, you know, these things come and go. I mean, just like a desert wind, they come and go, and they have a certain infectious period for a while, and then it hits those who are susceptible to it. They build a natural immunity to it, and then it may be years before anything like this passes around again. We grew up, we developed, we evolved to the degree that you want to believe in evolution with every protein structure on this planet. Our body knows every protein on this planet. It knows every virus that's not recently man-made in some secret CDC, you know, laboratory.
Yeah.
But it knows every virus, every bacteria. And as it becomes associated with these things in the sense of childhood developing immunity, we suffer the problems for a short period of time. We build an acquired immunity to it, a natural immunity, and it never bothers us again. When we get vaccines, some inoculation, it might provide a temporary immunity to it, but, you know, people are always having to go get a booster, because it's not a natural immunity. Mm-hmm. And usually when those kinds of steps are taken, there is a suppression of the immune system anyway. And even infants, children do not have an immune system until they're at least 1 year old. You know, virologists know this. Communicable disease experts know this. The whole purpose of giving childhood shots before the age of one, immunologists have admitted openly, is to train the parents to bring the kids in regularly after that for their shots.
Great.
So, you know, the measles doesn't kill anybody. You know, a pregnant woman wants to avoid anybody with measles, the rubeola aspect of it. But, you know, it's like a cold coming on. There's a high fever, runny nose, sneezing, a sore throat, a hacking cough, lymph nodes will swell up. You can actually infect somebody else 4 days before the rash even shows up. But the rash is the natural allergic response that your body is exhibiting to the infectious process that's taking place.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, measles is nothing to worry about. And usually when these things pass through a neighborhood, it's most of the kids have been vaccinated for it to get it.
Check out Dr. Jack Stockwell's website. It's jackstockwell.com, and learn about spring cleaning. He conducts a workshop online at jackstockwell.com, so you'll learn how to make your own cleaning products. That's
safely.
jackstockwell.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics.
Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Romancing the Stone, Eddie Grant here from the movie Romancing the Stone, which was the number one movie this week in 1984. 30 years ago at this time, this movie was absolutely the cat's meow.
A minimum price for taking a stranded woman to a telephone is $400.
Will you take $375 in traveler's checks?
American Express?
Of course.
Not a deal.
What a wonderful pair they made in these two movies, and then they were in that other movie when they were arguing with each other. What was that movie?
Romancing.
They were each other.
Battle of
the Niles.
War of the Roses, Chucker, right?
Yeah. Right. Chuck Curry is here, who is our movie person, our movie man. I don't want to emasculate him by calling him a person when he's actually a man.
That's okay.
Chuck Curry, our movie man.
Movie dude
is here.
You mind if I just bring something up real quickly?
No, Chucker, it's your time. Help yourself.
This is not movie related, but I got to be honest. I woke up and I found this very bizarre. A Monday night, well, WrestleMania, this goes to wrestling, The Ultimate Warrior. I don't know if you heard this.
Yeah, we were just talking about it. Yeah.
On Monday night on live TV, he was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame, and he gave this speech. He comes out. And I go, boy, because I went to many wrestling. I went to the original WrestleMania, Madison Square Garden. I was a big wrestling fan growing up. And I said, when he wrestled, when I watched him, he had to be in his 30s. So I Googled him, and he's 54 years old. He came out, gave his speech, which was a good speech, but he looked like he was about 75. I mean, he looked really old. And then I go on the internet this morning and find out a day later, he collapsed in Arizona at a hotel and died. I just find that story bad.
Steroids,
yeah,
my friend.
Yeah, it's got to be steroids, Chuck.
Yeah. Steroids.
Guys in that shape in their 30s just don't drop dead at 54.
All the excitement of him, being in front of all those people, getting his heart racing, do you think that's why he wound up dying.
Most of the people that have abused steroids have had big problems with their liver, their spleen, their kidneys, that sort of thing. It doesn't normally affect the heart, at least early on. But again, maybe he'd been using these things for 30 years, so it, sooner or later he's going to get a hold of the striations in your heart, and bingo. Here I am, Dr. Doug, practicing once again without a license on Good Day. Chuck Curry has movie news for us right after this.
I need to archive emails to comply with business regulations.
Do you have an IT guy to help search through thousands of PSD files?
No.
Got time to install a complicated product or create detailed reports?
No.
You okay paying storage fees to save duplicate emails and images?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Message Archiver lets you store and find emails fast to avoid compliance and litigation penalties. Easy setup and single instance storage will save you time and money. And if you need help, you'll talk to a live human. Try the Barracuda Message Archiver free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry. So it's up to you to feed it today with Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food. A prompt feeding now in early spring and another in late spring strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Go on, put down some Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Visit scotts.com/goyard for the chance to win a $25,000 backyard makeover.
All right, so Chucker, the I was looking at what's going on in history on this date, and I see in 1953 Warner Brothers was the first to introduce 3D motion pictures on this date, 1953, The House of Wax. You got to have
Vincent Price, yep.
Yeah, right. 3D, that thing must have been horrible. And then
James Cameron revived it with Avatar and studios or movie theaters force it on the public, but the majority of polls say they'd rather see it in 2D.
Yeah, I would as well.
I go along with that.
All right, what else is happening?
Sony Pictures highly hyped Amazing Spider-Man 2, which opens in May, screened for the first time yesterday, and Twitter reaction was rampant, reportedly very polarizing. Some people loved it, some people hated it, some people thought it was mediocre. Still, it's going to make a lot of money. And Phil Lord and Chris Miller, who directed the big Lego movie, which is a massive hit, were offered a chance to direct Ghostbusters 3 and have passed, which probably tells you the script is most likely a mess.
Yeah,
and then Warner Brothers reportedly has Gremlins reboot as a priority over at the studio. The
a priority.
Genre, which means they're going to think they want to, they're actively trying to do it.
All right. There you go, boys and girls. Everything you need to know about movies, DVDs, videos, it's Chuck Curry here on.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.